Warning: the following program contains explicit Christian subject matter and language. It is politically incorrect and may be offensive to unbelievers, evolutionists, lawyers, most politicians, and Oprah. Viewer discretion is not advised.
Rated E for everyone.
What's born again mean?
What's born again mean?
What's the big deal about being born again?
What's the deal with the whole born again?
How can you even be born again? That doesn't even make sense to me.
What does born again mean?
Why do you have to be born again?
I don't know why it's so important.
Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
But what did Jesus mean when he said, you must be born again? Well, let's define what it's not. Born again is not inviting Jesus into your heart. It's not simply accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. It's not making a decision for Jesus. It's not praying the sinner's prayer. It's not a 12-step purpose-driven process. It's not just, quote, having faith. It's not just believing in God. It's not simply making a commitment to Jesus. It's not allowing Jesus to make, quote, your best life now, end quote. It's not filling that God-shaped hole in your heart. It's not trying to live a better life. It's not getting baptized, being confirmed, or going to confession. It's not going to Mass or taking communion. And it's not joining a church. Born again, in its original language, literally means born from above, or born spiritually, or born of God. It's a spiritual transformation, or regeneration of your inner being by God. It's an intervention. An intervention by the Holy Spirit. A divine intervention. Definition: to affect a positive change in one's life through the action or influence of another. It's an in-your-face confrontation with the fact that you are a wretched sinner, a natural-born enemy of God, and by nature, a transgressor of the laws of God. It's the Holy Spirit convicting you of your sins and your sinful lifestyle and recognizing that you are an abomination in the sight of a holy God, the creator of heaven and earth, creator of the universe and everything in it. It's the realization that in your current condition, you're destined for hell and there's nothing you can do to change that. It's the definitive moment when you realize that you need to be saved. You need a Savior. It's the recognition that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior with the understanding of exactly what He did to secure your salvation.
But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.